Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The George Gagel Truck Farm was recently named 2014 Agribusiness of the Year by the Ag Industry Network. Presented during the annual Farm City Luncheon in Louisville, it recognizes excellence in financial growth and stability, employee relations, and contributions to the overall economy. All the things, says Gagel, you need to have on a 10-acre truck farm to survive.
I have survived. We're one of the very few in Jefferson County in vegetable production that has survived.
The Gagel family has been farming in Jefferson for some time now.
I am fourth generation. My great-granddad moved here in 1842 from Germany. And this is our third location since 1842, 172 years.
He grew up on the nearby 60-acre family farm, typical for the time.
I had hogs, small dairy, field and grain, produce outside. When I got out of school, I'd always had a love for my flowers. As a kid growing up, whenever I go to town with Dad to the old Button Seed Company, Mr. Raleigh Quillman down there would always give me a whole handful of flower packets. And I had a flower garden in our yard at home. And my granddad told me more than once, he said, son, you better grow something to eat or you're going to starve to death. Well, the flowers is what's made us possible to stay in business.
More on Gagel Truck Farm Flower Power in a minute. We'll be right back.
From trees that need planting to decks that need building, you've got a lot to do. And for every digging project, you need to contact Kentucky 811 first. Well, now you can just go online to 811now.com. 811 Now is an online system that lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. That means less time on the phone and more time for planning your project. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
Edible crops on Gagel's truck farm include tomatoes, squash, field greens, carrots, and berries. He sells his trademarked heirloom limestone bib lettuce to white tablecloth restaurants in a multi-state region. He's the last to continue that seed, growing his own, quipping he doesn't plan to go public anytime soon.
That hopefully would be my retirement someday. Somebody wants to come in and I'll be more than happy to entertain a royalty and we can go from there.
On that late November visit in the apple greenhouses were countless plantings of all description, bib lettuce, some emerging, some ready to cut, countless flower varieties and hanging baskets for cuttings for next year's crop. Planting and harvesting of something, he says, is nearly continuous in what he called his typical 13-month year. And again, it's flower power that keeps him going.
About 80% of all of our sales are right here retail off our home farm market, the on-site certified farm market from Farm Bureau. Out of that, probably bedding plants, which would be your blooming flowers, foliage, hanging baskets, I'd say probably 80 to 90% of that, and the rest would be vegetable plants. So flowers is our main seller.
And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.